This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The murder of a 92-year-old woman in Queens is now a flashpoint between City Hall and Washington on immigration. The suspect, an undocumented young man from Guyana, was supposed to have been turned over to federal authorities last year. That didn't happen. WCBS reporter Steve Burns live this morning in South Richmond Hill, Queens on the story. Steve.
Paul, an ICE official calls it a deadly choice to let 21-year-old Riaz Khan back on the street. Federal authorities say they put out a detainer on him back in November when Khan was arrested for allegedly attacking his own father. They say the NYPD did not turn Khan over to the feds for possible deportation, and instead they released him. Now Khan is accused in the horrific rape and murder of 92-year-old Maria Fuertes here in South Richmond Hill last week. Khan, in a jailhouse interview with the Daily News, only says he tried to help Fuertes after finding her in the street. Prosecutors say some surveillance tape they have tells a much different story. The feds place the blame directly on City Hall, saying New York's sanctuary city policy puts public safety at risk. A spokeswoman for Mayor de Blasio says it's shameful that the Trump administration is politicizing this tragedy. The NYPD, for its part, denies ever receiving that initial detainer request. Paul and Wayne.
Thank you, Steve. Health officials say that in New York, the flu cases are really bad this year. They're seeing more cases than they usually do. 10,000 have been lab confirmed, which is more than three times the number seen at this time back in 2017.
In Rockland County, town leaders say we need to talk. A meeting next week to discuss local issues takes on some new meaning after the shocking violence in Muncie. Details in this live report. Here's WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
Violent attacks in the Orthodox Jewish community in Muncie. Repugnant acts of hate. The tipping point, perhaps. Rockland's five town supervisors invite everyone to come together to meet face-to-face to address some long simmering tensions between different communities in Rockland County. Ramapo Supervisor Michael Specht.
The goal is to have people from different communities within the county talk to each other instead of talking past each other or shouting at each other, and to get people to meet each other, meet their neighbors, meet other people face to face, and hopefully get some civility into the dialogue and decrease the level of anger and hatred that's out there.
Some see a rise in anti-Semitism. For others, the friction stems from civic matters, schools, taxes, development, building, and code violations. People are invited to meet for civil discourse January 23rd, 1 p.m. at the Crown Plaza in Suffern. Live in Ramapo, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
New Jersey commuters boarding crowded or late trains and buses take heart because the governor reports his progress, but says the journey, like the commute, takes time. Here's WCBS reporter Joe Avalar.
Governor Phil Murphy's often quipped that fixing New Jersey transit may kill him. And in his State of the State message, he laid the groundwork for the public to respond. First, he says, things are better than they were.
The prior administration left NJ Transit to wither on the vine.
But hundreds of millions of dollars of new investment and equipment and more engineers for NJT aren't all. NJT is developing a 10-year strategic plan and 5-year capital plan.
It's actually the first time that these have ever been done. If a transit system doesn't know where it's going, it's never going to get there.
That's when his joke about NJT's killing him may take on more relevance.
Now, some might say 2 years into this journey, we are halfway through. I'm leaning towards saying we're a quarter of the way through. But that's another speech for another day.
Joe Avalon, WCBS News Radio 880.
It's changeable. WCBS Exergen forecast that we're getting this morning. In for Craig Allen, here's Bill Dager.
Yeah, Paul, a changeable forecast for sure here over the next 24 hours. First with a cold front, and then after 24 hours, looking ahead to the weekend, a winter storm moving in. So let's enjoy today. Patches of fog this morning, otherwise a sunny, mild day, high 52. Clouds increase tonight. Here comes that cold front with a rain shower or two late, low 43. Behind it, colder tomorrow, windy, partly sunny, high 49 in the morning. Temperatures then in the 30s late in the day. Wind chills end up in the 20s with those gusts of 45 miles an hour. Friday, sunny and cold, high 32, and then a winter storm moves in for Saturday. Likely starts out as snow before changing to ice and then rain. Right now, temperatures range from 39 at Verona to 44 at Mastic. It's partly cloudy at 44 in Midtown. Wayne and Paul, we're headed up to 52.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.